I still remember the incident last quarter when our Terraform deployment for a large e-commerce client went haywire due to a poorly managed module versioning strategy, resulting in a multi-hour outage and a hefty bill from AWS, all because a single module had a loose version. Constraint that pulled in an incompatible version of the AWS provider, which in turn caused a cascade of errors in our downstream resources, and what made it even worse was that our remote state was not properly configured, making it difficult to track down the source of the issue. We were using Terraform Cloud at the time, but we hadn't properly set up the Sentinel policies to enforce our organizational standards. And to make matters worse, our drift detection was not adequately set up, so we didn't even catch the issue until it was too late.
We've seen similar issues with our clients, where a lack of proper module composition and versioning strategies has led to unexpected behavior and errors. And it's not just about the technical aspects. It's also about the organizational and process-related aspects, such as having a clear understanding of who is responsible for maintaining and updating modules and how to properly test and validate changes before deploying them to production. And I push back on the idea that Terraform Cloud is a silver bullet for remote state management. We've had great success with Atlantis for managing our Terraform state, especially when it comes to large-scale deployments. And we've also been using OPA Sentinel for policy enforcement, which has been a game-changer for us in terms of ensuring that our infrastructure deployments are compliant with our organizational standards.
What makes that even harder is when you're dealing with a large, complex infrastructure deployment with many different modules and providers, and you need to ensure that everything is properly configured and versioned, and that's where tools like TerraGrunt come in, which allows us to keep our Terraform configurations dry and easy to manage. And we've also been using provider version pinning to ensure that we're not accidentally pulling in incompatible versions of providers. And state file security and encryption is also a critical aspect. We're using AWS KMS to encrypt our Terraform state files, and we've also been using InfraCost to get a better estimate of the costs of our infrastructure deployments, which has been a huge help in terms of planning and budgeting.
I'd like to add that another important aspect of Terraform management is drift detection and auto remediation. And we've been using a combination of Terraform's built-in drift detection features as well as some custom scripts and tools to detect and remediate drift. And it's not just about detecting drift. It's also about understanding the root cause of the drift and taking steps to prevent it from happening in the first place. And that's where tools like Chekhov come in, which allows us to scan our infrastructure deployments for potential security issues and compliance violations. And we've also been using Terraform's built-in support for policy enforcement, which has been a big help in terms of ensuring that our infrastructure deployments are compliant with our organizational standards.
We actually ran into an issue last year where our Terraform deployment was drifting due to a change in the underlying infrastructure, and we didn't have proper auto remediation in place, so we had to manually intervene to correct the issue, which was a time-consuming and painful process. And what made it even worse was that we didn't have proper visibility into the state of our infrastructure, so we didn't even know what was drifting. And that's where tools like Terraform, Cloud, and Atlantis come in, which provide a centralized view of our infrastructure state and allow us to track changes and detect drift. And we've also been using some custom metrics and monitoring tools to get a better understanding of our infrastructure usage and performance.
The thing most teams miss about Terraform is that it's not just about writing Terraform configurations. It's also about managing the entire lifecycle of your infrastructure, from provisioning to deprovisioning. And that's where tools like Terraform Cloud and Atlantis come in, which provide a comprehensive platform for managing your Terraform deployments. And we've also been using some custom automation scripts to streamline our Terraform deployments and reduce the risk of human error. And I'd push back on the idea that Terraform is a one-size-fits-all solution. We've had to customize and extend Terraform to meet the specific needs of our organization. And that's where tools like TerraGrunt and Chekhov come in, which provide a way to customize and extend Terraform to meet the specific needs of your...
What makes that even harder is when you're dealing with a large, complex organization with many different teams and stakeholders, and you need to ensure that everyone is on the same page. And that's where governance and compliance come in, and we've been using a combination of Terraform's built-in governance features, as well as some custom tools and processes to ensure that our infrastructure deployments are compliant with our organizational standards. And we've also been using some custom metrics and monitoring tools to track our compliance and governance posture. And I'd like to add that another important aspect of Terraform management is cost estimation and optimization. And we've been using InfraCost to get a better estimate of the costs of our infrastructure deployments, which has been a huge help in terms of...
I'd like to add that another important aspect of Terraform management is security and risk management. And we've been using a combination of Terraform's built-in security features, as well as some custom tools and processes to ensure that our infrastructure deployments are secure and compliant with our organizational standards. And we've also been using some custom metrics and monitoring tools to track our security posture. And we've also been using tools like Chekhov to scan our infrastructure deployments for potential security issues and compliance violations. And I'd push back on the idea that security and compliance are only the responsibility of the security team. We've been working to shift security and compliance left and make it a part of the entire software development lifecycle, from design to deployment.
We've also been exploring the use of Terraform's remote state management features to improve collaboration and reduce the risk of state corruption by storing our Terraform state files in a centralized location such as Amazon S3 or Azure Blob Storage, and using version control. Systems like Git to manage changes to our infrastructure configurations. And we've implemented a number of automated tests and validation checks to ensure that our Terraform code is correct and consistent before it's applied to production, including checks for syntax errors, invalid resource configurations, and compliance with our organizational security policies.
In terms of real-world examples, we've been working with a number of large enterprise customers who are using Terraform to manage complex multi-cloud environments. And one of the common patterns we've seen is the use of Terraform modules to encapsulate repeatable infrastructure patterns, such as virtual networks, security groups, and load balancers. And these modules can be reused across multiple environments and applications, reducing the complexity and risk of infrastructure deployments. And we've also seen customers using Terraform's policy enforcement features to define and enforce organizational security policies, such as ensuring that all AWS S3 buckets are encrypted or that all Azure virtual machines are configured with the latest security patches.
One war story that comes to mind is when we were working with a large financial services company to deploy a complex multi-tier application to AWS using Terraform to manage the underlying infrastructure, including the virtual networks, security groups, and load balancers. And we encountered a number of challenges, including issues with Terraform's built-in support for AWS IAM roles and policies. And we had to work around these issues by using custom Terraform modules and scripts to manage the IAM configurations. And we also had to integrate Terraform with the customer's existing CI/CD pipeline, which was based on Jenkins and GitLab, and we used tools like TerraTest to automate the testing and validation of our Terraform code.
We've also been exploring the use of Terraform's integration points with other DevOps tools, such as Jenkins, GitLab, and CircleCI, to automate the deployment of infrastructure and applications. And one of the key considerations here is how to manage the handoff between Terraform and these other tools and ensure that the infrastructure configurations are correctly applied and validated. And we've been using tools like Terraform's built-in support for CI/CD pipelines as well. Naeem, Vesa's third-party tools like BridgeCrew and Checkef to automate the testing and validation of our Terraform code and identify potential security issues and compliance violations. And we've also been working to integrate Terraform with our customers' existing IT service, management processes, including ITIL and COBIT.
Another advanced use case we've been exploring is the use of Terraform to manage complex distributed systems, such as microservices-based applications and containerized deployments. And one of the key challenges here is how to manage the complexity of these systems and ensure that the underlying infrastructure is correctly configured and optimized. And we've been using tools like Terraform's built-in support for Kubernetes and Docker, as well as third-party tools like Customize and Scaffold to automate the deployment and management of these complex systems. And we've also been working to integrate Terraform with our customers' existing monitoring and logging tools, such as Prometheus and ELK, to provide real-time visibility into the performance and security of their infrastructure and applications.
In terms of enterprise patterns, we've been seeing a number of customers adopt a hub-and-spoke model for Terraform management, where a central team or organization is responsible for defining and managing the overall Terraform configurations, and then individual teams or business units are responsible for deploying and managing their own infrastructure and applications, using the centrally managed Terraform configurations as a starting point. And we've also seen customers adopt a number of other patterns, including the use of Terraform modules to encapsulate repeatable infrastructure patterns and the use of Terraform's policy enforcement features to define and enforce organizational security policies. And we've been working to document and share these patterns and provide guidance on how to implement them in practice.
One of the security considerations that's often overlooked in Terraform deployments is the risk of drift, where the actual infrastructure configurations deviate from the intended configurations defined in the Terraform code, and we've been working to develop strategies and tools to detect and prevent drift, including the use of Terraform's built-in support for infrastructure monitoring and logging, as well as third-party tools like DriftCTL and Terraform Compliance. And we've also been exploring the use of machine learning and anomaly detection techniques to identify potential security issues and compliance violations and prevent them from occurring in the first place. And we've been working to integrate these capabilities with our customers' existing security information and event management systems, such as Splunk.
We've also been seeing a number of customers adopt a number of security best practices for Terraform, including the use of secure storage for Terraform state files and the use of encryption and access controls to protect sensitive data, such as API keys and credentials. And we've been working to document and share these best practices and provide guidance on how to implement them in practice. And we've also been exploring the use of automation and orchestration tools, such as Ansible and SaltStack, to automate the deployment and management of security controls and ensure that they are correctly configured and enforced. And we've been working to integrate these tools with Terraform to provide a comprehensive and automated security posture.
One of the key challenges we've seen with Terraform deployments at scale is managing the complexity of remote state files and ensuring that they are properly secured and backed up. And to address this, we've been working with customers to implement a centralized state management system using tools such as AWS DynamoDB and HashiCorp's console to store and manage Terraform state files and provide a single source of truth for infrastructure configuration. And we've also been exploring the use of version control systems, such as Git, to track changes to Terraform configurations and state files, and provide a clear audit trail of infrastructure changes.
We've also been seeing a number of customers adopt a modular approach to Terraform deployments, using modules to encapsulate specific infrastructure components, such as networking and security groups, and provide a clear separation of concerns between different infrastructure components. And to support this, we've been working to develop a set of pre-built Terraform modules that can be used to deploy common infrastructure components, such as load balancers and databases, and provide a standardized and repeatable approach to infrastructure deployment. And we've also been exploring the use of Terraform's built-in support for policy enforcement using tools such as Open Policy Agent to define and enforce infrastructure policies and ensure that deployments are compliant with organizational standards and regulations.
In terms of real-world examples, we've been working with a number of customers in the financial services sector who are using Terraform to deploy and manage large-scale infrastructure environments. And one of the key challenges they've faced is managing the complexity of regulatory compliance and ensuring that their infrastructure deployments are compliant with relevant regulations, such as PCI DSS and SOCOX. And to address this, we've been working with them to implement a set of customized Terraform modules that are specifically designed to meet the needs of the financial services sector and provide a clear and auditable trail of compliance. And we've also been exploring the use of Terraform's integration with other security tools, such as vulnerability scanners and compliance monitoring systems, to provide a comprehensive and integrated approach to security and compliance.
Another key area we've been focusing on is the use of Terraform to support advanced use cases, such as infrastructure as code and continuous integration / continuous deployment. And to support this, we've been working to develop a set of customized Terraform workflows that can be used to automate the deployment and management of infrastructure components and provide a clear and repeatable approach to infrastructure deployment. And we've also been exploring the use of Terraform's integration with other automation tools, such as Jenkins and Travis CI, to provide a comprehensive and integrated approach to continuous integration and continuous deployment. And we've been working with a number of customers to implement these workflows in practice and provide a clear and tangible return on investment. And we've also been seeing a number of customers adopt a DevOps approach to Terraform, using tools such as Terraform Cloud to provide a centralized platform for Terraform management and collaboration.
One of the war stories that comes to mind is a customer we worked with in the retail sector who were using Terraform to deploy and manage a large-scale e-commerce platform. And they were experiencing a number of challenges with managing the complexity of their Terraform configurations and ensuring that they were properly secured and compliant. And to address this, we worked with them to implement a customized Terraform module that was specifically designed to meet the needs of their e-commerce platform and provided a clear and auditable trail of compliance. And we also worked with them to implement a set of automated tests and validations using tools such as TerraTest to ensure that their Terraform configurations were properly validated and verified. And we've also been exploring the use of Terraform's built-in support for drift detection, using tools such as Terraform Cloud to detect and remediate configuration drift and ensure that infrastructure deployments are compliant with organizational standards and regulations.
We've also been seeing a number of customers adopt an enterprise pattern approach to Terraform, using a combination of Terraform and other tools, such as AWS CloudFormation and Azure Resource Manager, to provide a comprehensive and integrated approach to infrastructure deployment and management. And to support this, we've been working to develop a set of customized Terraform modules that can be used to deploy and manage enterprise-scale infrastructure environments and provide a clear and repeatable approach to infrastructure deployment. And we've also been exploring the use of Terraform's integration with other enterprise tools, such as IT service management systems and configuration management databases, to provide a comprehensive and integrated approach to infrastructure management and operations. And we've been working with a number of customers to implement these patterns in practice and provide a clear and tangible return on investment.
All right, so as we wrap up, for me, the key takeaways are, first, the importance of modularizing your Terraform configuration to make it reusable and maintainable. Second, leveraging remote state to manage infrastructure across multiple teams and environments. And third, integrating Terraform with other enterprise tools to get that single pane of glass view.
I agree with Daniel on those points, but for me, the key takeaways are, first, the need for a robust policy enforcement framework to ensure compliance and security. Second, the use of drift detection to identify and remediate configuration drift. And third, the importance of continuous monitoring and auditing to ensure that your infrastructure remains in a desired state.
I think we're both on the same page, but I have to disagree. I think modularization is the key to unlocking scalability and efficiency in Terraform deployments. If you don't have a solid modular framework, you're going to struggle to manage complexity.
I understand where Daniel is coming from, but for me, policy enforcement is the non-negotiable. If you're not enforcing policy as code, you're leaving yourself open to security risks and compliance issues. It's not just about being efficient. It's about being secure.
I see your point, but I still think that without a solid foundation of modularization, your policy enforcement is going to be a lot harder to manage. Maybe we can agree to disagree on this one.
Maybe we can. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Infrastructure Insights. If you want to learn more about Terraform and enterprise scale infrastructure management, check out the links in our show notes.
And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more episodes on infrastructure management and DevOps. Until next time, thanks for listening.